The Gratitude Revolution, Transforming Leadership Strategy with a Can-Do Mindset, authored and read by Danita Bai. Young leaders deserve our support and loads of empathy, right? After all, many in leadership development say we're in an era of exponential progress. The challenges seem daunting. Navigating the uncertainty caused by the global economic crisis, dealing with complex cultural and moral shifts, and staying relevant in a robotic world and competing with AI celebrities like ChatGPT. Do you hear the same concerns? To complicate matters, the mighty media machine fuels a fear pandemic. While traveling through Amsterdam during the COVID-19 pandemic, I caught this scene. It's a bit dramatic. Yet I wonder how many of our employees and young leaders still feel like this, stressed and fearful. Now, you find yourself grappling with stress and fear at all levels, from boardrooms to break rooms. Sometimes the stress and fear shows up as emotional distress, anxiety, and depression. Other times, it shows up as anger, irritability, and lack of resilience. Still other times, it reveals itself as toxic criticizing, condemning, and complaining. Unsure of what to do, many leaders choose an empathy-focused leadership approach when dealing with these behaviors. But this strategy often backfires. It's the empathy trap. Edwin H. Friedman is the author of A Failure of Nerve: Leadership in the Age of the Quick Fix. He is one of the few gurus who warns leaders about empathy and the empathy trap. Too much empathy. Let's take a closer look at his warning. How empathy can sabotage effective leadership. Understanding your team members and leaders is undoubtedly important, yet too much empathy can lead to enabling excuses for poor performance. When you see these telltale signs, empathy has become a leadership liability. 1, casting vision. You lose focus, struggling to cast a positive, hopeful picture of the future. 2, strategy formation. Your perspective suffers and you can't visualize the steps needed to move forward wisely. 3, aligning resources. You have a tough time aligning people to execute. 4, motivation. Your teams lack the grit and determination to overcome major hurdles. The can-do mindset is missing. Here's how David Gurian, author of Future Driven, Will Your Students Thrive in an Unpredictable World, processes Friedman's concept of too much energy. Here's what he says. I recently finished reading A Failure of Nerve. The author shared several leadership insights that were helpful to me, or at least pushed my thinking. But one of his positions knocked me back just a little. He builds a case that supports personal responsibility and rails against empathy. I was nodding my head on the personal responsibility ideas, but was somewhat puzzled by the anti-empathy ideas. Friedman sets forth that empathy is a force that results in a lack of proper relational boundaries. He says empathy deprives organizations of progress and shifts power to the least emotionally healthy members. He says that empathy enables poor behavior and results in a failure to expect the least emotionally healthy members of an organization, family, or relationship to grow. Those all seem like bold claims to me. I generally view empathy as a good thing. A really good thing. But as I studied his position more carefully and reflected on the many examples he provided, I could also relate how empathy gone too far can result in enabling dynamics. Or taking empathy too far might result in me sacrificing my principles, beliefs, or convictions in order to soothe or satisfy another person's emotions or ideas. End of quote. The negative impact of an empathy-focused leadership strategy. Here's Fred's story. Fred is the founder of an engineering company. He calls me, confessing that he's overwhelmed, struggling to manage his next-gen team of engineers. The company isn't growing like it needs to grow. He's tried everything. They are stuck. Despite his best intentions, Fred is caught in a cycle of underperformance. His team is stuck, and he is unable to inspire change. He rattles off the list of changes for me. The teams bail out on difficult projects too soon. They take the road of least resistance. They disengage, focusing on social media more often than the task. And they struggle with sticking to their plans to improve performance. In short, he said, they have zero can-do spirit. When I asked him if there's lots of complaining, condemning, and criticizing, he just sighs. How do I get them back on track, Danita? I understand their frustrations and fears. I don't want to be too harsh. Fred's last comment is revealing. Fred is choosing to empathize, and he's getting caught in the empathy trap. Instead, he needs to focus on cultivating a can-do mindset within his teams. Rather than dwelling on the negatives, I invite Fred to start coaching gratitude. I sense that this strategy takes him by surprise. Of course, Fred and I both know this isn't going to be easy or happen overnight. It requires consistent effort and a willingness to challenge old beliefs. He has to change his leadership behavior to spark a growth mindset in his engineers. By coaching gratitude, every team can grow a can-do mindset. Join me on this journey to discover how Fred and his team began a remarkable transformation. Coach gratitude. Be part of the gratitude revolution. The too much empathy approach feeds a toxic criticize, condemn, and complain culture. Notice the word feeds. Fred's team is in desperate need of an antidote. Gratitude fuels a growth mindset. Here are two action steps Fred and I discuss. Action steps to spark a growth-oriented, can-do mindset in his teams. Number one, ask the impossible question. And number two, use the 2x2 aptitude attitude coaching guide. Step number one, ask the impossible question. Fred and I start by drawing inspiration from Dale Carnegie's timeless wisdom. Don't criticize, condemn, or complain. Constantly criticizing, condemning, and complaining is what breaks most relationships. Instead of criticizing and condemning, figure out how you can solve the problem together. Instead of focusing on blaming the other person for what they did wrong, focus on how you can avoid the problem next time. What a powerful idea Dale Carnegie provides. Let's figure out how to solve the problem together. I invite Fred to consider asking three questions when he hears someone criticizing, condemning, and complaining. Question number one, what would be impossible to do, but if it happened, would be incredible? Question two, What would make it possible? Question 3. What might you need to change to make it happen? These questions don't seem impressive, but they start to activate gratitude juices. New neurosynapses begin to happen. Instead of wallowing in criticizing, condemning, and complaining, these questions reframe the challenges as opportunities for growth. By focusing on questions that spark gratitude, Fred and his team are acknowledging their fears and reframing them as opportunity, cultivating a sense of resilience and optimism, and recognizing the abundant resources both internally and externally available to them. Here's an additional resource for you. Another powerful question to expand your leadership influence is, what might I do to make a positive difference? You can check out my free ebook at my website entitled 5 Success Mindsets to Create Breakthrough Results. Now on to step 2. Use the 2x2 aptitude/attitude coaching guide. When I show Fred a powerful 2x2 leadership matrix, the aptitude/attitude coaching guide, then I show Fred a powerful 2x2 leadership matrix, the aptitude versus attitude coaching guide, to shift from an empathy-based strategy to a can-do growth mindset, Fred uses this tool to, 1, chart who is gratefulness motivated and who's a grumbler. 2, gain clarity on who has a can-do mindset and who doesn't. 3, formulate leadership development conversations, i.e. how employees can move from one quadrant to another. And 4, develop a tailored coaching strategy for each team member and emerging leader. The aptitude versus attitude coaching guide protects you from falling into the empathy trap. You can find more about this tool by going to my article entitled A Leadership Strategy to Stop Getting Sucked into Grumbleville. Fred and his team are not only transforming their thoughts, but also their behaviors, paving the way for a brighter future. Gratitude, the antidote for an unproductive, empathy-based leadership strategy. Fred prioritized empathy in dealing with the challenges his millennials faced. The result? He got drawn into stress and fear-based behavior. He didn't realize that he was feeding the criticize, condemn, and complain monster. He didn't know how to get unstuck, and the prized can-do mindset needed in a growth organization. By absorbing their negativity and fear, he failed in his leadership responsibilities to, 1, provide a compelling vision for the future, 2, formulate strategies that got traction, 3, align resources properly, and 4, motivate the team. No wonder Fred was overwhelmed. How about you? Do you find yourself in the empathy trap? Too much empathy? By coaching gratitude, you can grow a can-do mindset in those you lead. Ask compelling questions. Ask the impossible question. And use the 2x2 aptitude versus attitude coaching guide. I believe a new level of leadership influence grows from a new level of gratitude. Thank you for listening. You're welcome to join our leadership journey. Go to danitabai.com for other resources as well as weekly articles. I also invite you to join me on LinkedIn, where I'm posting regularly. And you can check out my YouTube channel and especially my TEDx talk. It's called Millennials Matter, Stop Complaining and Start Coaching. and we've had over 200,000 views. You're welcome to email me, You're welcome to email me at Danita@danitabai.com. Again, thanks for listening.